Have you ever come to the limits of your own energy? Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. Have you ever been worn out and so tired that you cannot accomplish the tasks that you want to do? Have you ever tried to do good, but more and more bad is coming out? You try to do the good, but evil is coming out. You're getting more and more lonely or feel sick and tired. And at the same time, you try to have friends, but feel you become more lonely. You feel like a prisoner in your own wrongdoing and don't have energy to overcome it. But the people who don't ask for God, who don't help others, who don't care for their commands, they seem to be well off and get better and more enjoyful. Have you ever felt like that? Then God can intervene. God can help you. As long as we trust in ourselves, we will never be free. We will do more and more bad and hurt ourselves, even if we don't want it. But if we put our trust in the Lord, then he can come with his help, with his strength, with his eternal power. Psalm 68, verse 5, God who lives in his sacred temple cares for orphans and protects widows. He gives the lonely a home to live in and leads prisoners out into happy freedom. But rebels will have to live in a desolate land. And verse 4, sing to God, sing praises to his name. Prepare a way for him who rides on the clouds. His name is the Lord. Be glad in his presence. Lord, we come to you, and you see how many times we are desperate. We feel our limits. We feel like we are at the end. We want to do good, but we don't have energy anymore. We want to achieve something well, something desirable, but evil and bad is coming out because we trust in ourselves. Forgive where we trust in ourselves and where we do not give the honor to you that you deserve. We pray that you come into our lives, that you do the good thing, that you with your eternal power come and help and turn around things. Lead us out of desperate situations. Lead us out of loneliness, out of evil chains, and prepare us for your eternal kingdom. Fill us with your joy already in this life and also in eternity, where we will praise your holy name forever. Amen.